This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 5th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John chapter 19, verse 30. It says there, "It is finished." End of quote. I heard and read many well-known people's last words just before their death. However, people always wonder at the last seven words or phrases Jesus spoke when he was dying on that cross. The last words of Jesus Christ on the cross before his death speaks volumes for us. Listen to what John recorded in chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. It says there, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.'" End of quote. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with the sour wine and put it on a hyssop and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received that sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing down his head, he gave up his spirit. Jesus said, "It is finished," just before his death. Then he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Luke 23:46. The Greek word used is tetelestai, which is translated as "it is finished." And this is a unique perfect tense in the Greek language. Tetelestai means brought to a close, completed, or fulfilled fully. The Greek has this unique perfect tense which we do not have in English grammar. The perfect tense in Greek combines two Greek tenses, the aorist tense and the present tense. It combines both effects. It combines both aorist's effect, which means something happened, completed, or fulfilled once in the past. And it also uses the present tense in a sense that it remains completed now and forever. The powerful use of the perfect tense signifies why Jesus said what he said. The usage shows he completed once in the past when he died on that cross, and the result would continue as finished or fulfilled forever in the future. Jesus made clear his purpose of coming to this earth. These are the purpose statement Jesus made. You can read that in Luke 19:10. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." End of quote. Are you lost? Jesus came to save you. Matthew 20:28 and Mark 10:45, Jesus said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." End of quote. The purpose of his coming is to give his life as a ransom for you. Jesus also said, and it is recorded in John 17:4-5, he said, "I have brought you glory on the earth." He is talking to God the Father. And he says, "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you have given me." Then he said, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." End of quote. You see, Jesus was with God before the world began, and he was God. John chapter 1. Jesus came in a rescue mission to save sinners like you and me, to shed his divine and sinless blood, then die and rose again to pay for all of our debts of sins, iniquities, and trespasses that we owe to God. God the Father sent Jesus as a fulfillment of over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament. Jesus came and finished the task given to him to do. That task was given to him even before the foundation of the world, according to the eternal counsel. This was an agreement or covenant made by God the Father and God the Son even before the creation of the world. The book of Psalms 40:6-7, Hebrews 10:5-10, and chapter 13, verse 20. When Jesus uttered the last words and said, "It is finished," what did he mean? It is like an artist drawing or painting a picture. See, after a long period of hard work on it, a painter completes it. And then he says, "It is finished." It means nothing more to do with it. It is done, completed, and finished. Jesus fulfilled the eternal agreement, covenant he made with God the Father to come to this earth and become the perfect sacrifice for humanity's sin. All the Old Testament animal sacrifices came to an end because all those were shadows of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, Isaiah 53. Jesus, by his death, conquered and paid for people's sin once for all the time, and by his resurrection, brought victory to humanity's death problem. The work is finished, nothing more to do. Listen, it was done. It remains done today, and it will always remain done all through the future. However, you listen to Hebrews chapter 10. It says in Hebrews chapter 10 that all the animal sacrifices were shadows of good things that are coming. Those sacrifices could never make people perfect, although repeated year after year. You see, those sacrifices were pointing to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for people's sin. Bible says in Hebrews 10:14 this vital and important statement about the sacrifice of Christ. It says, "For by one sacrifice he, Jesus, has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. End of quote. You see, this is the essence of tetelestai in that Greek language. By one perfect sacrifice, Jesus has perfected forever those who would come to him and believe in him as the Savior. Those who would come and accept the gift of salvation, he makes them perfect forever. This perfection is not based on your works, but based on what Jesus has done for you on that cross. And it becomes yours when you pray to him. You see, God makes people right with himself through their faith in Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus to die in our place to take away our sins. We receive forgiveness through faith in the blood of Jesus' death, Romans 3:22 and 25. I hope the Holy Spirit of God now opens up your eyes to see the truth about what God has done for you personally. By inviting Jesus into your heart and putting your trust in what he has done for you, he saves you forever and perfects you and gets you ready to live before God in heaven all through eternity. Nothing else would save you forever. No other way is given by God for your rescue and salvation. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you make me right with you when I place my faith and trust on your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe you sent Jesus to die in my place to remove my sins and grant me forgiveness and eternal life with you in heaven. Now I call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Please come to my life and save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.